Track 11 and What's On? Well, Crashbox and Classic Car Club are putting on their historic vehicle gathering. That's on the 12th and 13th of July, and that's at Powderham Castle near Kenton. The gate's opening at 10 a.m, and you can see classic cars, commercials, steam engines, motorcycles, car club displays, trade stands, auto jumble, arena displays, roaming bands, refreshments, and of course, children's entertainment. And that will cost you £15 on the day, or £13 if you buy your ticket beforehand. Now, Dawlish Choral Society will be setting sail with an abridged version of HMS Pinafore next Saturday, that's July the 12th. Gilbert and Sullivan's popular comic opera, HMS Pinafore, is a hilarious tale of love, honour and duty. The story satirises social class, patriotism and the British naval system through mistaken identities and a farcical ending. The evening concert, which commences at 7:30, takes place in St Gregory's Church, and that will be followed by a buffet supper. That's July the 12th. Now, love has got everything to do with it. After a fantastic sellout debut tour across the UK, Tina Turner fans will have the time of their lives as What's Love Got to Do With It is back for 2025, celebrating the music and 60-year career of this incredible rock and soul legend. And that is on at the Exeter Corn Exchange at 8 o'clock on July the 17th. Dramatically Different Theatre Company will be presenting a timeless classic at the Brixham Theatre next weekend. The theatre's resident youth group will be performing J.M. Barrie's classic tale, Peter Pan, at the venue on Saturday, July the 12th and Sunday, July the 13th. Timoth Comedy Night is back with a bang for July, and this month their headliner is the brilliant Mike McLean, who will be at the Pavilions Timoth on July the 11th at 8 p.m. Students at Newton Abbott College are currently deep in rehearsals for an exciting new arts project, the school's summer production of The Addams Family musical. Just wanted to cue some music there, but we didn't have any. The production will run over 3 nights, Thursday the 17th, Friday the 18th, and Saturday the 19th of July, from 7 p.m. to 9:15 in the college's DCA Theatre. Students have been working tirelessly in rehearsals. Tickets are available to parents via parent pay, and the general public can pay with cash for tickets at the main school reception. A chance to see a guitar legend, to see a real-life music legend in action at the Watermark in Ivybridge on July the 18th, one of the most respected and renowned guitarist in music history, Albert Lee, takes to the stage then. Albert has worked with the Everly Brothers, Eric Clapton, Emmylou Harris and the Crickets over his long and illustrious career. And here we have a bit of advance notice. Multi-award-winning actor Brian Cox embarks on his first ever one-man show, It's All About Me. And that will be later this year, and that will be visiting Plymouth Pavilions on October the 17th. And that's just about all we've got. Oh, though, hang on a minute, there's Summer in the Park with Choir 8-6, and they are back presenting an open-air afternoon of music and enjoyment in aid of the Ford Park Community Project, and that will be on Sunday the 20th of July at 3 p.m. in Ford Park. Always a good, some good entertainment to be had in those in the park concerts. And that concludes our What's On for this week.